Frazier's neighborhood now.
Every night on the OMG Insider. Every Tuesday on the TJMS. Kevin Frazier from our Los Angeles studios. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, yesterday had a chance to sit down with Jennifer Lopez. She has a new show that she is executive producing on ABC Family called The Fosters. Mm-hmm. It's all about foster adoption. It's about a lesbian interracial couple who has two kids they've adopted. They have another kid that they're taking care of in foster care, and they add another young lady to their family, and it's all older children that they're adopting.
Is
because
she
there
one
are
of
so
the
many
mothers?
No, she is just the executive producer. But the thing I had to ask her is, I was like, well, if you're going to do a show like this, clearly, would you ever think about adopting? And here's what J-Lo said.
You know, maybe. Again, life is not simple. It's unexpected and messy, and it gets really crazy sometimes, you know? So you never know what's going to come your way. And when you're faced with that moment, I can't say that I would go, no, I can't take this. You know, I have my own kids. No, I might just be like, yeah, you need a place?
You got to say yes, J-Lo.
What I do like is that she has two kids that are going to kindergarten, and she said, you know what, maybe I would take in an older kid and let that kid and help that kid and help raise that kid. More than 100,000 kids in foster care that need a home out there. Also, today, Fantasia's album drops, Side Effects of You.
Right.
And we talked to Fantasia, and you know what I love when we sat down and talked? She didn't, you know, she's had a lot of drama in her life, but she said, you know what, sometimes you got to look at yourself. Here's Fantasia.
I just needed to take some time off to just get myself together. A lot of times we blame things on everybody else, and sometimes it's us that we need to sit back and check.
I love
that's
that.
Fantasia?
That's Fantasia.
You didn't recognize the accent?
I mean, hold on, girl.
You know, because how many people do you run into every day that's like, because of this person, this is happening, that is happening. Sometimes you just got to stop and look in the mirror and say, that's my bad. That's my bad. That's
she
all
has
me.
Really grown up in the last six
I
months.
I love that. Yes, I love that. Yeah. Side Effects of You is available today. Also, Ray J. Now listen, at some point, Kanye West is going to say enough is enough and you can't talk about my baby's mama. He had the I Hit It First single, right? And clearly, he has a Kim Kardashian lookalike in the video. Okay. All right, Ray. We know. The world knows. But at some point, you got to stop, right? Well, no. He says this is a full music trilogy he's doing. He's doing a rock opera.
What?
He's not going to ease up. No, no, no.
He's
Ray is going to keep going. Yes, he is going to keep going, and the story is going to unfold. He's going to tell more because he feels like Kim actually owes him money. She should pay him because her fame is because of him. I'm telling you. Boys and girls, this is not going to end well because you just can't keep talking about someone's baby's mama like that. You can't. But Ray doesn't care. So he will continue to sing about Kim Kardashian. He said, and when we talked to him late last night, he said, oh, wait till you hear the second single. I'm like, what, Ray? So he's going to keep talking about Kim Kardashian. Wait for this to heat up because at some point, Kanye West is going to say, I've had it. Enough is enough. I can't mess with you no more, Ray J. And at some point, Kanye also will probably release a song about Ray J.
Yeah, that's as strong as they're going to get, though. They're just going to have dueling songs.
Yeah. I don't think Kanye's going to go back and do
Kanye
a dueling Ray J.
Kanye is very sensitive.
He is. He probably will.
And he's wearing a skirt.
And Ray's not easing up, y'all. I'm telling you, Ray is not easing up. He's not backing up.
He needs
He's
to.
Keep coming.
He needs to, but I kind of like that in him.
What? What?
Because you're a messy person,
yeah,
Sybil.
Yeah, okay.
And you like
right.
and you okay. like mess.
I like people stir it up, and he's right. She wouldn't be who she is without their little home video that, you know, made her the
video's 10 years
the star
old.
That she is.
She's still making money.
Yeah.
What if somebody in your life, Sybil, came back and just kept making songs about you? You were like, I was young. I shouldn't have done it.
I have a man who murders hits about me all the time.
Oh, good stuff, Kevin. Kevin Frazier every night on the OMG Insider. Every Tuesday on the TJMS with entertainment news. Good job, Kevin.